The locker room pep talks are over. The players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school football on your local sports authority. Care Radio 93.7 FM, online at mscsports.net. Special thanks to our title sponsor, Peru State College. Stay tuned. Coverage of your high school football game of the week will begin right after these messages from our Care Radio sports boosters.
Community banks play a vital role in our local economy by lending to small business owners and farmers while providing essential banking services that small towns and rural communities like ours need. For generations, we've offered products and services for those who live in our neighborhoods and beyond. With 10 area locations and internet banking, we can serve you better. We are proud of our community and appreciate our customers.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacements, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Smithville and 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Park here in Topeka, Kansas. We're getting set for a rare Thursday night edition of high school football on Care Radio as the Atchison Phoenix are hosted by the Highland Park Scots. Hello again, everybody. With Joseph producing and engineering in the Care Sports Studio, Gus Counts to my left, Cohen and Izzy just riding herd over both of us. Tom Counts, it's good to have you along with us here this evening. Gus, it's Thursday night. It's football. How does it get any better than that, Ryan?
It doesn't. I mean, this kind of makes you feel of the very late season when it used to be a Thursday, then a Tuesday turnaround kind of at the end of the season. But it's starting to get dark a little early. The weather is fantastic. 69 degrees, wind out of the north at 10 miles an hour. So, it's a perfect night for football here in the capital city.
Highland Park and Atchison battling tonight for the championship of the Metal Lark Conference, and Jamel Whams Sanders Jr. is going to kick it away, and it'll be taken by Zamar Hernandez at the 15-yard line. We are underway. Zamar to the 30, 35, 40. Zamar to the 50, down to the 45-yard line. Hernandez with a huge return, and the Phoenix will begin their initial possession of the night. First and 10 in Scott territory.
Nothing fancy about that return right there by Zamar Hernandez. He took the kick, ran straight down the field, able to get across midfield, and really was about one broken tackle away from taking that thing back to the house.
It is first and 10, Phoenix says. Atchison is on the far side of the field with their bench. The Highland Park Scots on the near side. And AHS will set a man in motion to the left side, put the handoff on a little bit of reverse. No, the quarterback is back to throw. He's got a man wide open, caught 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Phoenix, on the first offensive play of the game. Atchison goes 45 yards as it is a pass from Trey Carter to Jay-Z Kelly, and the Phoenix are on the board.
As quickly as that, they just ran Jay-Z on a quick nine down the left side of the field. And, gee, Buster. And that time Jay-Z able to catch that thing in stride and get into the end zone, and Atchison, one play, one touchdown. Now they're kind of looking around, making sure they've got 11 for this extra point attempt.
And Atchison is good with the PAT. You got Colton Bottle, the sophomore, has been fantastic all season. And they're going to fake it. They'll go for two. Open in the end zone. It's a good two-point conversion. The snap was back to Jeter Purdy. Jeter took it, immediately jumped up, rolled right, hits Eric Smith the third in the back of the end zone, undefended. And Atchison has kicked the door open early on. We've got 11:38 to go in the opening quarter. Timeout on the field. It's Phoenix 8. Scott's coming up.
Blair Milling in Atchison has all your poultry needs. Begin with a medicated chick starter crumble to give your young chicks the nutrition to grow and stay healthy. Continue with a Blair's non-medicated chick grower crumble to keep them growing and developing into laying hens. When they start laying, go to the all-mesh egg to keep your layers producing eggs and staying healthy for a long time. To answer any of your poultry needs, contact a Blair representative at 913-367-2310.
Well, that didn't take long as the return players for the Scots, and it is going to be taken on the far side at the 16-yard line. Cutting across the field to the left, across the 20, gets to the 25, but won't see the 30 as the kick coverage unit comes down there. And Gianni Montgomery, with the return, it'll be first and 10 for Highland Park.
That time, Aiden Rebant, the junior, makes the stop on the play right there for Atchison in kick coverage. And for Highland Park, had a tough task ahead of them as Atchison scored on one play. For Highland Park, I'm going to guess, is going to have to take more than one to get themselves in the end zone here.
We'll see what they decide to do. They're going to go trips to the right side, a wide side of the field. Tight end is going to be set up on the left, the short side. Quarterback, all alone in the backfield. And Ja'Cory Robinson calls signals, takes a shoulder high, snap, and rolls right. Pursued, chased, run out to the far side. Hit as he releases, but a nice reception for a first down and a 14-yard pickup. But Robinson paid the price as he got hit as he was releasing the football.
That time he found Jamon Williams or Wilson over there, but quickly in pursuit, Levante McGowan was able to put a hit on the quarterback. It'll be a first and 10 for Highland Park out across the 40, just shy of the 45. Let's call it the 44.
Ja'Cory Robinson, the quarterback, and guess what? We don't have heights and weights. I'm going to tell you, this young man is tall and lean and athletic looking out of the field. One of the biggest players, the tallest players out there for Highland Park. He's got to be 6'4". First and 10 at their own 44-yard line. Scott's moving the football with their initial possession. They'll go with a little bit of a jet sweep to the left side. Hit as he crosses the line of scrimmage and picking up one to the 45-yard line where Landon Bell, the lineman on that front of the Atchison defense, makes the tackle.
Landon Bell has good size out there. They've listed him at 6'2", 255. That time he got back there, able to make a good sure-handed tackle. Dana wanted to bring up a second and 9 with just under 11 minutes to play here in the first.
Quickly back over the football they come. Atchison with that early lead here in the game. And a quarterback Robinson, again, with all his receivers to the right side, and is going to roll to the right, scans downfield, gets a pass away, and again, it's going to be caught. That was the same play they had a bit ago, as a tackle is going to be made by Zamar Hernandez across the way, and the reception by Jamin Wilson.
Yeah, Jamin caught that very first pass of the ball game, and that time they did the same thing. Boot out to the right side, catch the receiver right along the sideline, where he can make the catch, step out of bounds, and that time he's going to get it just shy of the 40-yard line. They're going to mark him down at the 42 in Atchison territory.
So Highland Park head coach Jermaine Monroe has found a play that is working, and he's doing something bright here. Very smart, very good coaching. He is going back to that well and forcing Atchison to make an adjustment to defend it. 2 men now to the left side. They'll throw to the back out at the backside. Gets to the 35. Gets down the left side to the 30. Finally, got to be bumped out of bounds on the near side into the Highland Park sideline. But another big, big gain on a pass from Robinson. This time it was Deacon Stout. That's probably saved the score right there.
Yeah, Deacon doing a great job being able to chase that thing down because Jamin Williams, as he got to the sideline, I really thought he was going to be able to just tightrope it and make his way to the end zone. Nice job by Stout to set him off balance and make it a first and 10, just over 10 minutes to play here in the first quarter.
They're going to have the ball spotted down at the Atchison 26-yard line. And they're going to have a running back in the backfield now with Robinson. Back there is going to be Gianni Montgomery, and he'll go to the quarterback's right side, the wide side. And before the snap, we have a whistle and a penalty.
We're going to get a timeout before the penalty.
Oh.
We had a lot of motion going on, and when it's all said and done, we'll get a timeout, Highland Park.
Let's do it. Taking a break, Joseph. We're in the opening quarter in Topeka where it is Atchison 8, Highland Park nothing.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Welcome back to Topeka's Highland Park. Coming up to the line of scrimmage, Coach Monroe seeing something he needed to adjust with his team, and he's going to have a 1st and 10. Quarterback is back, pitches over to the right side. Running back will dance outside, looking for the edge. Will turn the corner. Penalty marker Sale is looking to give his running back a little bit of help. Johnny Montgomery never found the outside, but one of his linemen commits a hold.
Yeah. Well, they finally were able to force some kind of a corner. Is that time the left tackle got out there and was going to be guilty of a hold. So it'll be holding again. Highland Park, we're going to back him up. He spotted the foul. Should put this thing around the 34. Yeah. So
here's the thing. You got a couple of teams with uniforms out there that are not typical. We see a lot of blue uniforms, red uniforms, but we're going to talk about these after this. Now, 1st and 18 play?
Which one do you like more, this or the Central Methodist women's uniform? I'll let you think about that.
Not in love with either one of them. 1st down, 18 to go. Atchison is way off sides, and that will cost them 5 yards. Highland Park in their home uniforms, the colors, and they are, I'm going to call this a very dark forest green. Is that fair to say? Forest green jerseys and pants with bright red helmet and lettering and numerals and socks, okay? For Atchison, it's the traveling whites. White jerseys, white helmets, bright gold pants, and red and gold lettering and trim.
You can read the number on that white jersey.
Oh, yeah. It leaps out. The red number on the dark green jersey for Highland Park is a little more, let's call it, subtle. Field glasses are your friend. 1st down now and 15 for Highland Park. Quarterback takes a high snap, hauls it down, rolling right, no room, rolling left, no room, gets away from the first, but not from the second defender. What a nice play by Smith.
Yeah, Eric Smith, the third, was the third guy there. Came up in that defensive end spot, and as soon as the quarterback turned around, he was going to reverse field. Great job by Eric to bring him down for a big sack on the play. All of a sudden, Highland Park is backed up with a 2nd and 24?
Yeah, that's what I'm guessing. All the way back at their own 40-yard line. And this is tough for them because they were just chomping chunks of ground off as they were going down the field. Nice first play, nice second play, throwing the ball to the right flat. But, see, again, what I don't understand is you had a play that was working for 15 to 20 yards at a time, and now you decided to run other things. As here comes this long call. This jet sweep to the right, looking for the edge. It's not there. And tackle for another loss. Yogi Purdy. He's out there, and now they're going to say the ball pops loose. Is it covered up by Atchison? Do they say it's a turnover, or are they going to say it was chased back there and down for Highland Park? And did that running back really turn around and go back the other way? No.
The officials take a lot of time. They're going to say that's a change of possession. So Atchison with the forced turnover and Highland Park's first possession of the game is going to end in a fumble. What happened right there is Yogi wrapped the guy up and starts pushing him backwards. And it looked like the officials were going to call the play dead right there. Then the ball pops out at the last moment, big scrum, and when it's all said and done, the ball ends up about 15 yards back from where the running back was hit. And Atchison will start this at the Highland Park 41.
Coach Monroe looking for an explanation. He's beyond the hash marks. He's beyond the numbers and all the way out to the middle hash marks trying to get somebody tell me just what in the world happened there. Here comes the Atchison offense, and it's going to be a straight-ahead run at the 40, 35, 30, 25. Cuts back to the left side, getting down to the 15-yard line. Big run, Jaden Carter. Jaden Carter just busts that thing up the middle, and it will bring up a 1st and 10. That is the first offensive play run by Atchison today that was not a touchdown. And I thought it was going to be
for a second.
Yeah, it did.
Kind of cut back into the traffic there at the end.
Quarterback is going to be back to throw, goes into the middle, and it's out of the reach of Jeter Purdy. It'll go incomplete at the goal line. second down. And now we have the first second down of the night for Atchison is Jamin Wilson with the coverage downfield. And there's a matchup that Atchison's going to like. The height of Jeter Purdy against Jamin Wilson.
Yeah, Jamin Wilson's out there, and he's got to be something to the tune of 5'9".
I'm going 10.
Yeah. Going up against Jeter Purdy is a tough matchup for him.
Here's a hand up again, straight up the middle to the 15 and 10 and close to the first down. Looks like he's going to have it down to the 5-yard line. And Atchison races up to the line of scrimmage. Phoenix with a first and goal at the 5-yard line. QB's going to take it. Hand off. Carter goes left. Did he get into the end zone? He's inches short. So Jaden cuts to the left side, slashing to the side with Levante McGowan and Landon Bell. Now another quick one. Hand off again to Carter. This time he's going to lean and goes in for the score.
Quickly, is that Jaden Carter going to get his first rushing touchdown of the evening? Atchison goes up 14-0 at the 7:33 mark of the first quarter.
This Atchison offense, guys, if you're looking for one-word descriptions, right now I'm thinking just relentless. I mean, they just were firing at the line of scrimmage. Quickly as that ball was down, they were lined back up and firing it again. Colton Bonnell to kick, the hold for Jeter. They didn't kick it last time. They faked it and scored two. This time he will. It's airborne and good, and we got a timeout on the field. 7:33 to go. Opening quarter at the Hummer Sports Park. It is Atchison 15, Highland Park nothing.
Do you find yourself having to air up your tires often? Or does your car shake when you drive? Have you noticed bulges on a tire or uneven tire tread? These are signs it may be time to replace your tires. Don't be left out in the cold with a bad tire. Contact the professionals at Lights Out at Town and Country and let us find the right tire for your vehicle. Stop in and see us at Second Commercial in Atchison or call us at 367-2699.
For the Phoenix, it has been two possessions and two touchdowns as Atchison has raced to a 15-0 lead, and we still have over 7.5 minutes to play in the opening quarter here in Topeka. Good to have you with us on an unusual and yet kind of fun Thursday night high school football night here on Care Radio. Here comes the Colton Bottle kickoff. End over end, running up, it'll be fielded at the 10. Straight up the middle to the 20. Now bouncing outside, 25. Foot race to the 30. Here he comes to the 50. Shoved out of bounds. And it was Bonnell to come over and make the tackle on the near sideline. Nice return for Jamin Wilson.
Yeah, Jamin Wilson shows some speed. We saw it earlier on in the ballgame when they hit him on that little bit of an out route and he turned it up the sideline and then stepped out. That time he just got to the sideline, ran the rail, and did a great job taking that ball out near midfield. So they're going to mark it. Nose up to the 50 on the Highland Park side of the field.
Here come the Scots for their second possession of the evening. This time a bit of a different look. They're going to have wide to the left and to the right, single man. And they're going to out of the wildcat. The snap is going to come back to Wilson. He starts left, or starts right, then goes left. And he's going to cut it upfield to pick up about 7. So that's kind of interesting because they had taken Ja'Cory Robinson out of that QB spot, set him out as a receiver spot, and let Jamin take it. And again, it looked like a little wildcat to me.
Yeah, it was that wildcat formation. What you did right there is you just got the ball in the hands of your playmaker and said, go, figure something out. And this time they're going to return back to a little more of a standard formation. No, they're going to stay in that wildcat.
And snap back this time. Wilson looking, throwing left, throwing deep, leaping effort, and they're going to say he was just out of bounds on the 20-yard line.
Great job right there by J.Z. Kelly, the cornerback on the far side, able to get his hand in there and dislodge the football at the last moment. But again, another creative play for Highland Park and a play that was probably somewhat more successful than their other plays have been tonight.
With a scenic overview here, you get a look at the downtown of Topeka, and I'm looking at Ad Astra on top of the Capitol building.
Through the stars.
Decorating the rotunda. Here we go. It is a third down three for Highland Park at the Atchison 43-yard line. And they have gone back now to Ja'Cory Robinson at the QB spot. He will take the snap, keep it himself, cut into the middle, have the ball stripped out of his hands. It's going to be lying on the ground, and they're going to say he covers her up.
That time he tried to give a little juke move, but right there as he did that, Levante McGowan gets a hand in there, knocks the football free for a second, but quarterback Ja'Cory Robinson jumps back onto it. They're going to say a loss of a couple on the play. It'll bring up now a fourth and four for Highland Park. They're going to leave their offense out on the field.
Yep, Coach Monroe's got both. Jamin Wilson, Ja'Cory Robinson, right over on the sideline. He's having a heart-to-heart with the both of them, and let's see what they have brought out onto the field for this fourth down, and now it's going to be fourth and four. Fourth and four at the 44. They're going to go diamond trips to the left side, the short side. Quarterback will take it, flares it over to the back out of the backfield. He's going to be buried and lose about three more, and Atchison's going to take over first and ten on downs.
That time they were trying to run a quick screen out there to the left. They had diamond formation. They had them in the diamond trips off to the left. But the problem was the front two guys didn't get a good enough block. Atchison had it overloaded a little bit. And when it was all said and done, it'll be a turnover on down.
Here comes the Phoenix. Atchison's offense so far tonight, Gus, I mentioned relentless. How about another single word description? Unstoppable.
Been this all season, right? We talked about it and alluded to it a little bit in Sports Look, about how this Atchison team has just been rolling up 50 like it's nothing.
Jeter and Zamar over to the right side. Quarterback is back, and the penalty marker sails, and he is going for the home run, and it's going to be incomplete at the 10, but there's a marker down in the offensive backfield thrown by the umpire back there.
For Zamar's sake, aren't you kind of happy that he didn't catch that? Because that's a sinking feeling. You catch that 60-yard pass, and then it's coming back on a holding call.
Okay, I'm just spoiled. I'm accustomed to having a little audio.
He does have a microphone. It's very faint right now. So holding against Atchison, we'll back this thing all the way up to about the 30. They're going to mark it down to 37. So it'll be at Atchison's own 37-yard line. It will be first and 20.
Jay-Z Kelly's going to be the receiver to the left side. Purdy Hernandez to the right side. Jaden Carter in the backfield with quarterback Trey Carter. Trey will take it, hands off, Zamar. No, Trey's going to keep it himself straight ahead. Look out, 40, 50, 40, 30, 20. Touchdown, Phoenix. There's nothing fancy about that. Trey Carter takes the snap. A brief hesitation, and because that was the trick to sell the play, straight down the middle.
That time a little read option right there, and he realized the linebackers, your read is the defensive end, not the linebacker. But the problem was the defensive end played out. The linebacker ran over to the sideline because he was going to stop that run. And Carter said, wait a second, there was nobody in the middle of the field. He takes off on a 62-yard touchdown run. Jaden Carter scores the last one. Trey runs it in from 62 this time.
So this is another one-play drive for Atchison. That first one wiped off with a penalty, so that one didn't happen. Here's the PAT. Colton's going to hit another one. And we're going to take another timeout as AHS explodes with 5:26 to play in the opening quarter. It is now Atchison 22, Highland Park nothing.
When you need a doctor, you choose the best. So when choosing one for your family pet, why have him just treated when you can have him treated like family at Westside Veterinarian Clinic? Dr. Walls and his friendly staff make it easy to get started and keep your pet healthy year-round. So, for your special pet, choose Dr. Walls at Westside, located on 286 Road, just past Heritage Tractor. Call them at 913-367-0456. Westside Veterinary, where caring is their specialty.
Welcome back here to High School Football on a Thursday on Care Radio. Gus Counts with me. To my left, Tom Counts. And right now, Gus, there's still over 5 minutes of play in the opening quarter, and yet Highland Park has got to shift into survival mode. They've got to do something, or this thing is going to get really bad really quick, as if 22 to nothing is not enough.
You don't think they're there? I mean, right now, Atchison just looks unstoppable on offense.
Here's a kick, taken at the 15, slow walk up the left side to the 30, and down at the 32-yard line.
That time, nice job on the kick coverage unit getting down there. Jack Bilderback, a sophomore for Atchison, makes the stop on the play. It'll be first and 10 for Highland Park.
I think Atchison doesn't have some great kick coverage. As you look at that tackle and where it was made, if you look back just a little bit, within 3 yards of the ball, there were eight kick coverage guys on that tackle. Here comes Highland Park. And the Scots, well, they're going to be a part of this game. They're going to have to be a part of it right now. They've got to do something with this possession. Quarterback Robinson has Wilson beside him on the left. And everybody's playing short. Now they're going to try to sweep it around to the right side, hit the backfield, chase back, thrown back. Tackle at the 15, but they'll say forward progress was to the 25. A loss of 7. Jeter Purdy. Because he went through his defender like he was nothing.
Yeah, that time Jeter came up from the safety position and just made a beeline right for the running back. Ran through a tackle and made a nice TFL on the play. Just under 5 minutes to play here in the opening quarter. It will bring up now second and, I don't know, let's call it, second and 17.
Ricky Crawford has checked into the game. He's a junior wide receiver wearing number 14 for Highland Park. And Coach, I always like to, when I see Coach call somebody back over to him and talk to him a little bit before he puts him back out for the play, makes me wonder if he's not going to be involved in this. Second down and about 17. Quarterback is back to throw, looking, and whistle stops the play. He was looking to the left side, which is where Ricky was. And
so
a penalty against Highland Park.
Yeah, a false start against Highland Park. It's out there in the hole a second ago. We're going to back them up five more. It will bring up now a second and 22. So, yeah, they're at the 20. Got to get this thing out to the 42-yard line to pick up a first down.
They're going to huddle this thing back up all the way down out to the 10-yard line. 22 to nothing. Atchison in front. Still in the opening quarter. Here at Hummer Sports Park in Topeka, Kansas. Two to the left side. QB's going to roll that way. Drop back, throw a pass. It is uncatchable. And the thing is, he had to get rid of that thing. Was it tipped?
Yep. Eric Smith getting his hand in the air. And Eric is 6'3" and then extends the arms. Able to get in those passing lanes. Will knock it away. It'll bring up now a third down for Highland Park. Now, Highland Park trying to slow it down a little bit. They're bringing their wide receiver Mikey Williams over here to the near side to get this call from head coach Jermaine Monroe.
See, and that is a smart play because you don't want to get caught up in let the other team dictate your tempo and how you play the game. So just because Atchison's going fast doesn't mean Highland Park has to.
Yeah, and that's the problem is Atchison does a good job of snaking people into getting sped up and getting out of their game, and that's what they would like to do.
With 22 to go up for a first down, here's the quarterback who's going to keep it himself, duck into the middle and pick up about three. How about Jaden Carter with that tackle from the middle linebacking spot? Fourth down, and we may see our first punt of the game. So fourth down and, maybe 18 or so.
Genesis Cooper will check in for Highland Park. He is going to be the long snapper. And for Highland Park, their punter, is that going to be 9? Joe Kincannon. You got his 9?
You know, I wasn't paying any attention, but let me look for you here. So it looks like, I think. And Atchison will let a very poor kick off the side of the punter's foot go out of bounds into the Phoenix bench. And AHS is going to have this thing, because it's got to be around the 35-yard line in Highland Park territory.
Yeah, so a 9-yard punt will bring up a first and 10 for Atchison.
And by the way, back for the return for Atchison, but not getting an opportunity to touch the ball, was 5'10" junior Lance Norris.
So Atchison, this will be their fourth possession in the ball game. They have 3 touchdowns. 2 of them are on one-play drive. So.
Yeah, the question right now, it's not really, is Atchison going to score? It's how many plays will they use to get themselves into the end zone? They have been so good. Quarterback is back. First it over to the near side. It's going to be taken 35 to the 30. Bouncing outside, 25 to the 20, 15, 10-5. And is there a marker down? That's a touchdown that's going to come back.
Yeah, you had two wide receivers out here blocking right at about the 17-yard line, and the official threw it in kind of late, but not a terrible call, and this thing's going to come back. But a nice quick screen out there to their tight end, Eric Smith.
Well, this happened to Atchison on his last possession, so they just went 5 yards back and scored on the next play anyway. There's your holding call against the Phoenix, so they'll take that back. Tomorrow night, we've got more high school football. Back-to-back nights here on CARE. We will have the inter-county game, it's a district game, it's a conference game, as ACCHS hosts Mar Hill Mount Academy.
I know you like second and short. How do you feel about first and threes?
I like it. I like it a lot. And straight ahead running is going to be Jaden to the 20-15, Jaden to the 10, to the 5. Drags the defender. Did he get inside the pylon? I think he's in. There it is. Touchdown, Phoenix.
Jaden,
another one-play drive.
Jaden not only got himself to the pylon and got in, he lost a helmet in the process. He's going to have to go back and scoop that thing up. And with a minute 49, Atchison, four possessions, four touchdowns, three of those touchdowns have come on one-play drive.
So does this mean he cannot participate in the PAT?
Yeah.
Yes, okay. So. I think it's the story, right? You lose the helmet, got to be out a play. And for Atchison, it is the PAT. Now, coach is calling the Phoenix team over, and he's making a wholesale substitution. And they all seem a little bit uncertain as to just what is going on. Are they going to end up taking a timeout here? Play clock's showing zeros. But, by the way, they're lovely play clocks.
I think what happened is Jimmy's asking, is it a touchdown? Because nobody ever really signaled
the guy over here on the near side did. He threw his arms up.
I think Jimmy just, and that's what he's out there on the field saying, hey, wasn't sure if it was a first down or for the touchdown or where we are.
Bottle to kick, Jeter to hold. Long snap, Jaden Carter, the point on its way. Count it. And we got another timeout. The fourth opening quarter touchdown for the Phoenix. This one at a minute 49 left in the first. It is Atchison 29, Highland Park nothing.
You should never judge a book by its cover, but when that book is a new Taco John's Cheddar Crunch Taco, we say, judge the shell out of it. With a crunchy flatbread taco shell coated in aged cheddar, crispy shredded potatoes, and our signature potato ole seasoning, it's the outside that matters. But with seasoned beef and crispy potato oles, or grilled chicken, bacon, and ranch, the inside is pretty amazing too. Shell yeah. New Cheddar Crunch Tacos, for a limited time at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. Download our app, earn free food.
The Phoenix tonight, Gus, efficient. That's another one word description of this team. Very efficient. Make it two words. Four touchdowns, seven plays.
Have to get out of the source by the end of this thing.
Here we go. The boot, not very deep. Fielded at the 15, a drop. They'll go back and change it, picking it up at the 12. Working all the way across the field to the 20, cutting back across the green to the 25, and breaking a defender over at the 30 to the 32-yard line. First and 10 again for Highland Park.
That time making the stop on the play, Taylor Kane, a 6'1" senior defensive lineman.
Here's the thing, guys, for the Scots, their first possession of the game was clearly their best. And in that possession, quarterback Jabroi Robinson was working the right side, taking those little routes where the receiver drove off the coverage and came back, picking up 12, 14 yards. They got pretty well down the field and then haven't seen that play since then.
Yeah, they were just running those deep hitches over there on the sideline. I think they need to get back to that, maybe running the ball a little bit, try to use some clock.
Here's Robinson, rolls right, going to be hit. The ball pops loose. Atchison's going to scoop and score. Look at the Phoenix put another TD on the board. That is a return for Atchison. Eric Smith, the third. The ball was dislodged from Ja'Cory Robinson. It took about three hops, bounced straight up, and Eric caught it in full stride and goes in from 20 yards away, and the Phoenix lead now 35-0.
Yeah, so it's one of those things where Eric Smith, the third, has pretty good speed, but when that ball bounces right back up into your midsection and there's nobody in front of you, that's a tough play right there for the offense to be able to make a play on it. And as quickly as that, what do we have? 22 seconds later, Atchison scores again.
Colton Bonnell's got to keep his helmet very close because you can't set it down and walk away like kickers do. He's got to have it because he's back out there all the time. He'll hit that PAT, and we will take another break. Joseph, it is a Donnybrook with a minute 21 to go in the opening quarter. Now, Atchison 36, Highland Park scoreless.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Happy to have you back here at the Hummer Sports Park in Topeka, Kansas. Got talking about good football. We drove by one of the best football programs in the state of Kansas in their division. On our way here tonight as the Atchison kickoff is away, end over end, and taken at the 19. Oh, they're going to lateral back into 17-yard line, trying to get to the outside, getting to the 25 and 30 and pushed out of bounds around the 32-yard line. Jamin Wilson with the return.
That time getting down there to make the kick coverage unit again is Taylor Kane. Back-to-back kickoff, he's made the stop.
Yeah, we drive by Hayden High School, just a few blocks from here.
So if you look out on the field, you see the three flags, right? So you got Island Park, then the black and gold would be Topeka High, and then but Topeka West is the purple and white.
But Hayden has two blocks away, has their own really nice football field right on the west side of the campus. First and 10, Highland Park. Scots need something good to happen, and they need it to happen for them very soon. Struggling early in the game, snap back, QB's back, rolls to his right, buying time, now chased and throws. It's incomplete in a diving effort by Yogi to try to pick off that pass, but even with his long frame, he couldn't stretch out enough to get that one pulled in. It's incomplete.
So the clock will stop with a minute 11 left here in the first quarter. It'll bring up now a second and 10 for Highland Park. And again, I think right now, and maybe I'm crazy, I feel like you've just got to run the ball or something to just get out of the first quarter, right?
Well,
get to the second quarter and hit the reset button a little bit.
If Highland Park continues to throw the ball, takes less than 30 seconds off the clock, Atchison, they will score again in the first quarter. Here we go, second down, 10.
I'm not sure, but what's 36 times 4 at this point, you know?
Yeah, too many. Here's a little lateral back to the right side. There's a hold, no penalty, and the running back is twisted and dropped to the ground inside the 30-yard line. And when he got twisted up, he may have wrenched an ankle or something there, and they're going to look at him.
That time, Trey Carter makes the stop on the play for Atchison. They're going to say a loss of 4 on the play. It'll bring up now a third and 14. For Highland Park, and now the official's going to stop play momentarily as they're going to take a look at the Highland Park athlete that's a little slow to get up. With that being said, let's take a quick look. We did on Sports Look earlier today.
Hope you enjoyed that Sports Look. We had to hurry up and get out of there and get down here.
Some games going on tomorrow night in the Meadowlark. Wyandotte is going to travel to Washington. Eudora will be at Schlegel. Sumner gets Kansas City Northeast, and KIPP Legacy will be at Harmon. Tomorrow night, we'll be with you in Effingham, Kansas, as Morehill Mount Academy travels to ACCHS. It'll be St. Mary's at JCN, Troy at Jackson Heights. McLeod will be traveling to Valley Falls, Pleasant Ridge at Silver Lake, Oskaloosa at Mission Valley, and Horton gets Riley County tomorrow.
Good to see a young man coming off under his own power. That's going to be Amari Taylor over there. And he's got maybe just a little limp, but he's coming off and looks like he's going to get a moment to maybe gather himself here along the near sideline. Opening quarter still has 50 seconds to play. And for Highland Park, it'll be a third down, and I'm going to call this 15, 14 and a half, 15 yards.
There are five games going on around the state tonight.
There are?
Yeah. We'll talk about that here in a little bit.
A lot of people sharing a field.
One of them is at Olathe North, which tells me they're using the ODAC tonight.
Third down and long. QB's back. He's hit. The ball's on the ground, and it's going to be covered up, saved by Ja'Cory Robinson. Levante McGowan. Levante, because he's got not only has he got good size, 6'2", 240, but he is active, he is fast, and he got back there in a hurry. And with that, the opening quarter will draw to a close. Been a big first for the Phoenix. We got a timeout of the field here in Topeka. It is Atchison 36, Highland Park, nothing.
Mark your calendars for Saturday, October 14th for the Amberwell Health Fair and the new For Your Health Fun Run in Atchison. The event will be held at the Atchison Elementary School, and it's a great time for the whole family. Come from 8 a.m. to noon for free health screenings, flu shots, free prizes and giveaways, and a visit from Casey Wolf. If you'd like to run or walk in the 4K or in the kids' quarter-mile run, register online now at amberwellhealth.org. Bring the whole family and enjoy a day of fun and wellness at the Atchison Elementary School on October 14th.
Hi, Brad. Team coming back out of the field after huddling up around their respective coaching staffs at the end of the opening quarter. And, gosh, you had kind of an interesting observation. Atchison, 36 points in how many possessions?
Yeah, so they ran four possessions. They scored 36 points. That's not a bad deal. And on three of their four possessions, well, one play drive. So, and that's not just like one play and a turnover, okay?
No turnovers.
So, Atchison has three touchdowns on three plays. They've got a scoop and score. It's been a pretty good first quarter. And now, as we start the second quarter, Highland Park will be lining up to punt the football away on a fourth and, this seems standard, 24.
Standing at his own 10-yard line. A much better kick than the previous one. It's going to be fielded by Atchison at the 50 and hit from behind. Breaks the tackle at the 45. Drags a couple of defenders down to the 41-yard line. Again, that's going to be Norris with the return. And here comes the Phoenix offense.
If you realize, it's been a minute since we've seen the Phoenix out there on offense because Highland Park had the fumble that turned into a scoop and score. Then, of course, you get the ball right back, and they used a little bit of time. So, Atchison out there for the fifth time on offense. And, wow, great starting field position. If you're Highland Park, you put your defense in a bad spot right here.
AHS at the Scott 42. Receivers, two to the left and one to the right. Back to throw, Trey, and he's throwing it deep. He's throwing it hard. It's caught at the touchdown, Atchison. Taken at the 2-yard line, and the first score of the night for Cheater Purdy.
42-yard touchdown, and, yeah, let's say it again. That is their fourth touchdown on a one-play drive. So, that time Cheater Purdy with his first catch of the ball game for a touchdown.
Highland Park kind of taking the time, getting back downfield to line up in opposition of the PAT by Colton Bonnell. Cheater says, I'm already down here at the goal line. I'll just come out here and hold the ball. It's down, it's up, and it is good. Here we go. We are 21 seconds into the second quarter in Topeka. It's now Atchison 43. Highland Park, nothing.
DQ presents the sound of falling hard.
Whoa!
No, not that fall. Everyone's favorite season fall. It's the sound of falling with the new DQ Fall Blizzard menu. A bonfire with a pumpkin pie blizzard. A brisk stroll with a snickerdoodle cookie dough blizzard. A folk concert with a Reese's peanut butter cup pie blizzard. Fall hard with all seven flavors on the new DQ Fall Blizzard menu. DQ. Happy tastes good.
Back with you is Hannah Clark, looks to right the ship a little bit. Jamin Wilson is going to be the return man, sending it in his own 10-yard line to take the Colton Bonnell kickoff as the Phoenix just absolutely fantastic tonight. If you are an opposing coach, you're just saying, I'm going to come out and just see how good Atchison is. You're just going to leave right now, and you're going to say, I know all I need to know.
Yeah, because you're going to have nightmares if you keep watching the way that this offense is clicking tonight. The one time they had to put together a possession, it was fast, furious, and just came right at you.
Ball was going to be returned by an up man. That was kind of funny. It's going to be, he's run out of bounds on the near side. The intended return man, okay, guys, was back, and Jamin Wilson had run up and was ready for the ball to come, and an up man backed up in front of him and took it away and then returned the ball. And Jamin, he seemed a little frustrated by that. Montgomery ends up with a really nice return and gives Hannah Park some very good field position at their own 41 to begin this series. As good as the Atchison offense has been, the defense has been that good, too.
Yeah, the defense hasn't given up much. They've been in the offensive backfield all game. And we talked about a moment ago, they've got a defensive touchdown already tonight on the scoop and score.
Here come the Scots, first and 10. Boy, they're taking a long time in the huddle and turning around and talking among one another. They're going to go with a wing to the left side and bring him now in motion. Hand it off to him as he nearly stops. Penalty markers are all over the place, and they will stop the play. Because that play took forever. The motion man was the wingman on the left side, and he comes across really slowly. The quarterback plants the ball, and then he kind of stops, and, you know, it just, it was not very fluid.
Hey, if you're a Bears fan,
the Bears,
they're up 10-0 right now in Washington. 4 minutes left in the first quarter.
And sad news for all Bears fans, even not Bears fans, one of the all-time NFL greats passes today.
What, lost Dick Butkus at 80?
At age 80 today. Here's a pass over into the left flat on a first and 15 call. And the receiver is going to pick up about two, getting up to the 38. Trey Carter gets over there in a big hurry and makes the tackle for the Atchison defense. Going to pick up a second down and 13 for Highland Park. Yep. Again, for the Scots, important. Again, they're going to complete those passes, stay in the field of play, run a little time. Right now, Highland's probably best defense is just running some time off and not giving Atchison more possession.
Yeah, if you're Highland Park, be patient right here.
So on a second down, 13 from their own 38-yard line, the Scots will overload the right side. Quarterback is back. That's going to be a lateral. And now the running back in trouble in the backfield. Atchison sniffs it out, and there's going to be a tackle for the loss of about three to the 35-yard line. And gosh, that play could have been worse. They could have lost more than three, but finally we're able to get back that many.
Now, I'm not sure if it was supposed to be a double pass right there, and Atchison had sniffed out on the back end because running step for step with the other receiver on that backside was your defender, Jay-Z Kelly. And now, with the loss on the play, it'll bring up now a third and 16. Highland Park got this thing now under 10 minutes to go here in the second.
Gianni Montgomery checks back into the lineup for the Scots. They're going to send receiver very wide to the left side. And again, Gus, they shift into that little wildcat formation. Snap is back. Looks right. Throws over the middle. Throwing deep. Got him at great leaping catch for a first down. Breaking a tackle at the 45 and down to the 42-yard line. That was a superb play. And tell you what, Jamin Wilson with that catch showed at Highland Park, not afraid to go right into the teeth of that defense. That was over the middle.
Yeah, it was over the middle, and a great job. He just speared that ball out of the air. I thought it was actually going to be incomplete. There was a lot behind it, but he did a great job snagging that thing down. It would be first and 10 Highland Park in Atchison territory.
Back to throw again. It's going to be Robinson. This time he's rolling right, pulls it back down, spins 360, cuts left to the 40, down to the 35-yard line. Robinson makes something out of nothing. Get an 8 on the carry.
That time finally coming up to make the stop for Atchison. You're going to see number 55, Miles Greenlee, the 6-foot junior linebacker.
So High the Park showing a little momentum coming their way here in the early part of the second quarter, but they find themselves trailing Atchison by a big number. They need some good things to happen. And again, very wisely to keep the ball out in the middle of the field, keeping that clock running, and slowly making their way downfield. Mikey Williams is going to come wide to the right side. Everybody else is in tight. We've not seen this kind of alignment before. Quarterback's going to take it out again. Out of the Wildcats, they'll bounce to the right. There's motion, by the way, and no gain on the play. I saw somebody get away, I thought, a little bit too early. We'll see if that's what the call is going to be here. They look over to head coach Jim Smith of the Phoenix and ask him, what do you want to do, coach?
Going to get holding matches, or again, Highland Park. So that will back it up. Instead of being third and three, they're now looking at second and 13. Is Highland Park. We have 8.5 minutes left here in the first half.
Still in the first half. Important to note that. And this game is, you know, going on 50 minutes old. Second down and long. Again, the lateral. The ball's on the ground. The pitch was poor, but the running back is able to scramble over and gather it up. And LaFonte McGowan said, if you don't grab it up, I'm gonna. And it will remain Highland Park football.
Well, LaFonte McGowan earlier in the ball game saw Eric Smith, the other defensive end, get a scoop and score. He said, that looks kind of fun. I want to try it. And that time, they're able to get back to the ball, just not able to take it away. It will bring up now a third down for Highland Park. And let's call it. 17?
Okay, I'm going to ask you a question, and you don't know the answer, so there's no way to miss this, okay? So two pitches in the last four plays have been laterals behind the quarterbacks. Are they intentionally lateral?
Probably not. Now, Highland Park running out of time, they're going to utilize the timeout right here.
Yep, they're going to take it. It'll be their second of the half, and we're going to enjoy it with them. Timeout on the field here in Topeka, Kansas. We're down now to 7:26 to go in the first half. The score remains Atchison 43, Highland Park nothing.
Union State Bank of Atchison is here to help you build your business. Like you, they are thankful to be part of the local community, and USB is fully vested in that community, focused on helping families and businesses succeed. For their fellow local businesses, they offer a variety of commercial account options to fit your needs, from business interest checking to money markets and business savings accounts. They have the convenient options to help your business thrive. Stop into one of their 8 convenient locations to talk with their team. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender. Member FDIC.
All right, so Highland Park looking in here at a third down, and we'll call it about 19. Football is going to be at the Scott 49-yard line. Now, as they've been backed up into their own territory, taking that timeout, let's see what Coach Monroe has cooked up for his team on this third and long. Quarterback is back to throw. Fires a BB over the middle. It's going to be a little bit short. He had his band kind of open, too, but Troy Robinson, his pass, I don't know, the pressure was on him. He might even have been falling down a little bit as the two defensive ends, Eric Smith and LaFonte McGowan, converging from each side right in the middle. And Troy Robinson, who, guess I thought it was kind of odd. He takes a snap from the pistol, but never stepped back, never stepped forward. He was planted right there and never moved.
Kind of look like Joe Burrow, right? Just a statue right now. Yeah, that time, LaFonte McGowan and Eric Smith from their defensive end position. How do they used to say that? Had a meeting at the quarterback?
Jeff Ryan would always say, holding a team meeting on the quarterback's jersey. Fourth down, and there's no reason for Highland Park to not go for this at their own 49-yard line. It's fourth down and a bunch, like 18, 19. 19 to go. Snap is very high. It was a great catch. Great snag, but a quarterback. Little sidearm pass batted away. It is knocked to the ground and incomplete. Give Landon Bell, the left tackle, 6'2", 255, swats that thing to the ground.
That time he did a great job. Getting back to the quarterback, realized the quarterback was about to throw it, get both hands up in the air, and that's a tough guy to throw over. Landon Bell doing a great job right there. Now, you turn around, and you're going to be the left tackle on the offensive side, and Atchison quickly getting ready to go for what's going to be their sixth possession.
Their sixth touchdown by the offense. There's going to be the handoff. Here's Zamar, 35. Zamar to the 30. Zamar follows his blocking, breaks one to the 20. Zamar all the way across the field, 15. Zamar to the 10. What a sidestep at the 5. Touchdown, Phoenix. Zamar Hernandez from 49 yards away. And again, Atchison for the fifth time in the first half. A one-play drive culminating in a touchdown. That was probably the hardest touchdown of all these one-play touchdowns. Zamar had to stop and start about three different times, ran all the way across the field, got a couple real great blocks from wide receivers down the field, and then that one play right there about the five-yard line where the guy's still looking for his cleats as he juked him out of his shoes, and now Atchison leads 49-0 looking for the PAT. And this one is on its way, and let's just call it half a century, shall we? The kick by Bonnell is through, and with 7 minutes to play in the opening half, we're in Topeka, where it is Atchison 50, Highland Park nothing.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Good to have you back with us here in Topeka, Kansas. Go see that big box truck over there. Is that a food truck? If it is, we need to walk over there at halftime because that's the only thing that we don't know here tonight. We don't know if that's a food truck or not. We do know who's going to win this game. We do know it's not going to be close. We do know we're going to be kind of late getting out of here, and we do know there's going to be a lot of points.
I feel like if you listened to Sportsbook an hour and a half ago, I think I filled you in on most of it.
Yeah. Pretty much spot on. Here's the kick away and the return up the near side to about the 40-yard line.
That time the tackle for Atchison by Anthony Cody, the senior defensive back making the stop on the play.
So here we go.
This will be the seventh possession of the night for Highland Park, looking for their first points of the ball game. 6:53 left here in the first half.
So, other teams around the Meadowlark, okay, they don't have to come to this game, but they know what Atchison's got. Teams around the country or around the state who are saying, well, Atchison, you know, 5-0. I wonder how really good they are. Are they figuring it out now?
Yeah. Tonight you are.
Yeah. Tonight is like that acid test when you say, well, this is a team. This Scott team was 4-0, then went to 4-1. Now here's Highland. Again, they'll change quarterbacks up and go with the running back, and he's going to be spun around, and Jeter's going to throw him to the ground after a 2-yard gain.
Yeah, Jeter grabbed him up and kind of threw him around like a rag doll a couple times and then finally takes him down. A loss on the play. Actually, they're going to give him forward progress on the play.
Oh, they're going to give him a good spot. They're going to give him like 4 yards. I thought a couple maybe, but second down, half a dozen for the Scots.
They're going to bring back into the ballgame Ja'Cory Robinson.
I'll tell you what, I look at Ja'Cory out there, and I like some of the things I see. I like his height and his length. I like the long arms. We've seen him throw a couple of really nice passes, but he's been under such duress
all night. Have you seen some of these snaps that are over his head, how he's able
one-handed
to go up one hand and just pull him down?
Like flypaper on those hands and pulls that down to still stick him on there. Second down, 6. He wants a sidearm. That can't. Looks left, looks right, has to swallow it, and he's going to lose a bunch.
That time quickly in the backfield for Atchison to get the sack. Give that one to Lance Norris, the 5'10" junior. Gets his first sack of the ball game. And now All of a sudden, Highland Park's backed up to their own 31-yard line. It'll be third and 19.
Okay. Now, you know what play I'm calling here, right?
Draw?
Yes!
Draw and quick kick, yes. Either one are winners.
If Ja'Cory can punt the ball, that's what you do here.
As we're down to 5:15 left here in the first half.
And if he has never done that or you just don't feel like doing it, the draw play is good for 10 or 12 right here. I mean, Atchison's got, what do they got, 8 guys in a box? Here we go, third down. Quarterback again, sets solid, goes left, goes downfield. He's got his man off his fingertips at the 30. That, Gus, was going to be a 69-yard touchdown pass, and I thought he was going to catch it.
The problem was for Atchison, the cornerback over there, peeked into the backfield and didn't realize the speed of that wide receiver as he blew right by him. It's an incomplete pass and will bring up a fourth down. And as much as you don't want to kick this thing away, you've got to kick this thing right here.
Well, if you're Highland Park, it looks like they're going to bring in the punting unit. And you can see big Ryan Koontz coming into the game.
For Highland Park, this will be only their third punt of the night. For Atchison, they're going to send. They're going to be Norris back.
Count the red helmets. Are there 12 red helmets? Here's the snap, and there's the punt. And now a penalty marker sails, and they're going to call Atchison for an encroachment. 11?
I got 11.
Okay. Well, Atchison's going to cost itself 5 yards with getting across the line of scrimmage a little too quickly, and yeah. Punt this thing again. Clock hesitating now. 4:44.
They can still do that 3 more times.
Yeah. Still be okay. Atchison's return man. Not particularly deep. A little sideways kick is away. And away from the return man at the 40 and down to the Atchison 35, 4, and stopped at the 33-yard line. So for the Phoenix. Okay, at the 33, so you're 67 yards from the end zone. It might, yeah, I don't know, man, it might take 2 plays.
Maybe.
Not necessarily. Again, Atchison, and we're joshing about a little bit here because it's just, it borders on silly how good they've been. I mean, it's just incredibly good.
6 possessions, 6 touchdowns. 5 of those possessions had been 1-play touchdowns.
Here come the Phoenix. Their first and 10 to their own 33-yard line. QB's back. Players went over into the right flat, and it's going to be taken coming out of the backfield and picking up about 7 yards to the 40-yard line. And again, for Atchison, Gus, I'm not sure we're seeing all the group that we're accustomed to seeing out there. That man making a catch was Anthony Cody.
This is KAIR-FM.
Oh, Horton Joseph, that's my bad. Well done, Joseph. So, Anthony Cody makes that catch for the Phoenix, and a gain of 7. Atchison is going to go trips to the left side. Quarterback will keep it, go straight ahead, 45, 50, puts a hand down. Is there another marker?
Yep.
Oh, there it is, right at the 40-yard line, right on the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, they threw that coming up behind the play. You got to think it's a hold against Atchison right there. The white hat threw it deep in the offensive backfield. Atchison going to go ahead and back this thing up. It is going to be holding Phoenix. So they're going to replay second down, and we have 2:54 left here before half.
So Atchison's going to get back. Gosh, they're going to be way back now at their own 30-yard line, second down 13. For quarterback Trey Carter, to receivers Jeter Purdy, Zamar Hernandez, J.Z. Kelly, Eric Smith. Now the play action, he's back to throw. Tells his man, run! And so down the left side, and it's going to be caught over the shoulder at the 35-yard line by J.Z. Kelly. This is like you do in the playground when you're like in the fifth grade and you're standing back there and you yell, Joey, run downfield, I'll throw it to you. That's what he did to Jay-Z.
Yeah, except, exactly, it was Jay-Z, go. He had stopped, he was watching the play, then he takes off and makes a spectacular over-the-shoulder catch.
Here's a first down, Atchison, a power move to the left side, inside the 30-yard line, down to the 29-yard line, and a carry by Jaden Carter.
Yeah, that time Jaden Carter just lowered the boom on a linebacker right there, able to pick up about 7 on the play. It'll bring up a 2nd and 3 for Atchison.
You gotta know, if Jaden Carter's got the ball, he is not afraid of contact. He will run into you. Now quarterback Trey Carter keeps it to the 25, Trey to the 20. Drag tacklers to the 15. Now inside the 10. It's 1st and goal at the 9.
Good solid drive right here for Atchison. They've run a handful of plays. They've looked good on all of them. That time just a quarterback keeper right up the middle. Now they're going to make a switch on the offensive line and bring in Taylor Kane, who's already got 2 kickoff unit tackles. Now racing in late is going to be Lavonte McGowan.
Look out, we're going to the power package. Lavonte in the backfield. It's going to go over to Jaden. He'll bounce outside. Needs another block. Won't get it. Stopped at the 5-yard line.
That time they loaded it up and went almost kind of a power eye formation to the left, but without a quarterback, they snapped it directly to Jaden Carter. All of the meat was to the left. He just ran everything to the right. They're going to stay with that big package.
Like the jumbo package, if you will. Jaden will keep it himself, straight ahead. He's at the 5. He's at the goal line. Count it. Touchdown, Phoenix. Atchison, another score, this time on an impressive drive.
That'll be the 3rd rushing touchdown of the ball game by Jaden Carter. He's got runs of 1, 23, and now a 5-yard touchdown run with a minute 20 before half.
Now Atchison's got to find all of those guys from the PAT unit, and Colton Vonnell is back out there again. Anytime you kick 8 PATs in the first half, the offense has had a pretty good start, haven't they? And this one is up, and he will continue to be perfect on the night. We've got a timeout on the field with a minute 20 to go before intermission in Topeka, Kansas. It is all Phoenix. Atchison 57, Highland Park nothing.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
Here, 93.7 is your local sports authority. Not only can you hear sports broadcasts as they happen, but you can also re-listen to the games on mscsports.net. Once you're there, point to the audio tab and click Game Broadcasts to get connected to the game you want to hear. Here, 93.7, your local sports authority.
Well, the 33-member Highland Park Scots Marching Band is assembling on the far sideline and getting ready to come out and entertain the crowd on hand here this evening. And I would suspect, Gus, that the crowd on hand now is less than it was at kickoff time at 7 o'clock. And probably the band players, performers, parents will leave after halftime, and it's going to drop further. Here's the Atchison kick away. Dropped at the 15, laying on the ground. Picked up at the 19-yard line across the field. Back to the 20 he goes. Now we'll turn the edge. Gets across the 25 to the 29-yard line. And all the way across the field goes Atchison on kick coverage, and Anthony Cody. Well, Anthony's getting a little PT and some nice plays tonight.
Yeah, we've seen him on a handful of plays so far here in the first half, and with 68 seconds left in the first half, you're Highland Park. You got some decisions to make whether you really want to go after this thing. I probably run the ball in the middle a couple times and get myself to the break.
Here we go. First at 10 of their own, they're going to give him a nice spot at the 30-yard line. The sky is very, very dark. There's no not clouds. It's just that the moon won't be coming up for quite some time yet. Single receiver will go wide to the left side. I mean, he is the only guy out there, tight ends, and in a trio on the short side. QB's back. Steps up. Chase. Gets away from the first guy. It's going to be close to the first down. So give Trey Carter a little credit there, as he is going to be, Trey Carter with a tackle on the Ja'Cory Robinson with a nice carry on the play. Give him nine.
Yeah, they're going to give him nine, so he's going to be nose up near a first down right here. And for Highland Park, 40 seconds remaining here in the first half.
Clock ticking along, and if you're Highland Park, I don't know, you got to throw this thing deep a couple of times right now, don't you? Two receivers each way for Ja'Cory Robinson. This time he'll take a couple of steps back. Now a little sidearm again and nearly picked off. He was throwing into the middle of the field, had a receiver pretty well open to the near side, and again, Yogi with the headlong dive. That's twice now we've seen him go vertical, but he wasn't able to pull it up as Landon Bell was chasing Ja'Cory Robinson out of the pocket. Third down and one. Now you got to pick up a first down here. The clock's going to have stopped off that incompletion.
21 seconds.
Yeah.
So if you're Highland Park right here, we haven't seen much of Ja'Cory Robinson under center. It wouldn't be a bad time to maybe get him under center and push him forward. Or even just get up there, give a little bit of a hard count, try to get Atchison to jump and get a free first down right here.
They're going to go with that. They're going to go to the diamond here? Or is this power push offense that we see teams run?
No, that's going to go to victory, and we're going to go to the break.
That's it. Highland Park takes the knee, and we go to halftime. We'll return to the Hummer Sports Park here in Topeka, Kansas, to summarize the opening half for you as the teams head for the locker room. It is Atchison 57, Highland Park nothing.
Thanks for listening to your high school football game of the week on Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. The Amberwell Health Halftime Show with a complete first half recap is coming up right after this. At Amberwell, they prioritize your health, your time, and your care. Life's unexpected twists can't be put on hold. That's why they have a team of compassionate primary care providers ready to serve you with same-day or next-day appointments. Whether it's a sudden illness, a minor injury, or a regular checkup, Amberwell is there for you. With convenient locations in Atchison, Hiawatha, Highland, Horton, Lansing, and Troy, they're dedicated to keeping you healthy and happy. Don't delay your well-being any longer. Call 913-358-0828 or visit their website at amberwellhealth.org to schedule your same-day or next-day primary care appointment. Amberwell is committed to your health, your time, and your care.
Park dance team out of the field entertaining the crowd at halftime. Because there are 10 of them, you'd think of the football game, you'd have 11, wouldn't you? You know, add one more member to the dance team. Let's have a football number.
It won't be long, and you'll be talking a lot of five-on-five.
Yeah. Now, here's what we don't have. We don't have a football number on the scoreboard. I mean, let's be very realistic. 57 is not a halftime football number. But that's what Atchison's got.
You know what 57 is? 57 is a lot of points for Atchison in the first half. They had 7 touchdowns on 7 possessions, and you say, wait a second, the math doesn't add up. They also have a scoop and score for a touchdown on Highland Park's 4th possession. On all of those 7 possessions, Atchison has 5 touchdown possessions that were one-play drives. They were able to go the length of the field in one play. So, again, it's been a fantastic first half right now for Atchison. They're able to do a lot of things that they wanted to do. And for Highland Park, it struggles slowing anything down. And right now, I think the head coach, Jermaine Monroe, goes in the locker room and tells his team, hey, we kind of got suckered into playing their style of football. And we see it a lot more in basketball than in football, right? Like, a team in basketball can speed you up and get you out of a half-court game and more into a full-court game. Tonight, Atchison fed it up on the offensive end when they were out there. Highland Park was trying to answer, and I just don't think that's the type of football that they like to play.
You know who's got a really, really hard job right now is Coach Jim Smith, because, you know, at halftime, coaches like to take in the locker room and say, guys, we got to do this, we got to do this, you can't do this anymore. He cannot go in there and say any of that.
No, you walk into the locker room at halftime, you look at your athletes and you say, okay, younger guys, get ready, let's have some fun in the second half.
Find your helmet, lace your shoes up.
Yeah, and I think the other thing that you're talking to your team about is, you know, a lot of composure in the second half, because when a team's up 57 points, that's where you kind of get a little sloppy and you start to see some more penalties. And the penalties are usually mental mistakes, right? Formational issues, cadence issues, things like that. Not so much the big penalties. So, again, you're going to want to make sure that everybody's on the same page, understands what you expect of them here in the second half. And for Atchison, again, more of the same as this game progresses.
Again, hey, you know what you didn't do? You talked about earlier. There are, and I don't know how much time we got here to get out of here to share this with Joseph, but you said that this is not the only Thursday game going on across the Sunflower State.
There are, what did we decide?
Five, four or five, yeah.
Yeah. So Altoona Midway is at Peabody Burns. I defy you to tell me where either of those schools
are. Oh, no, I could tell you Peabody. Really? Right on 50 Highway. Oh, yeah, yeah. It's got a really dangerous intersection going on the highway right there, Peabody, yeah.
Kansas School for the Deaf is up in Minnesota tonight.
KSD, of course, you know, right on Santa Fe Street in Olathe.
In Olathe, yep. Lebo is at Hartford.
Okay, don't know Hartford.
And then Shawnee Mission West at Olathe North.
Okay, so. And again, like you say, using the ODAC because we're sharing it with a lot of schools in the area, the Olathe area down there.
So,
I'll tell you what, we're going to take a little bit of a break. Joseph, I know that you've been putting together massive amounts of data, information, and things and thoughts to share.
And you know why we're playing here on a Thursday night?
Yeah.
Is because Topeka West is going to be home tomorrow evening with the Golden Bears.
Well, I asked Coach Bunner, I said, you got to play all of your home games on Thursday? He goes, no, we're on a three-year rotation, and this year we have to play two home games Thursdays. And this is one of their two Thursday home games in 2023.
So Turner will be here on this field tomorrow night playing Topeka West.
The Golden Bears. Hey, we're going to take a little bit of a break. It's halftime in Topeka, Kansas, and it is all Phoenix. We'll be back to bring you the second half live, but right now with that halftime score, Atchison 57, the Hyla Park Scots nothing. We return you to the K-Radio Sports Hub, where Joseph is going to bring you some halftime.
No matter where your home field is, Dyna-Gro Seed is at home on any acre. With a proven track record for consistent performance year after year, Dyna-Gro delivers innovative seed solutions to maximize your local acre. Purchase confidently, knowing you have a team who understands your land with the right seed that is designed to thrive in your local conditions. Book your seed today at your local Nutrien Ag Solutions or visit dynagroseed.com to learn more.
Community banks play a vital role in our local economy by lending to small business owners and farmers while providing essential banking services that small towns and rural communities like ours need. For generations, we've offered products and services for those who live in our neighborhoods and beyond. With 10 area locations and internet banking, we can serve you better. We are proud of our community and appreciate our customers.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer with a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry. They provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts, whether it's for your passenger vehicle or your heavy duty parts for the big trucks. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Blair Milling in Atchison has all your poultry needs. Begin with a medicated chick starter crumble to give your young chicks the nutrition to grow and stay healthy. Continue with a Blair's non-medicated chick grower crumble to keep them growing and developing into laying hens. When they start laying, go to the all-mash egg to keep your layers producing eggs and staying healthy for a long time. To answer any of your poultry needs, contact a Blair representative at 913-367-2310.
Good Saturday, or I'm sorry, good Thursday evening. This is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. I'd like to thank you for joining us right here. We've got Atchison High Phoenix football on the road, and it is one heck of a game for them. We will be returning to Tom and Gus Kout's court or field side in just a few minutes. Taking a look at the Care Country sports schedule, coming up tomorrow, we've got Marhill Mount Academy at ACCHS. That will be one heck of a game. Kickoff is scheduled for 7 o'clock tomorrow evening. And, of course, join us right here as Hot Country 93.7 out on the field in Effingham. Coming up on next Saturday, not this Saturday, we've got a Benedictine College game. They're taking a little bit of a bye week on October 14th. It will be BC at Central Methodist. That will be a regularly timed game with kickoff scheduled for 1 p.m. I'll be back in just a few minutes.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Is your vehicle pulling to the left or right? Does your steering wheel shake or feel off-center? It may be time to align your tires. Check in with the tire professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country in Atchison. It's recommended to align your tires once a year with regular maintenance to prevent uneven or rapid tire wear. For a tire alignment, repairs, or even replacement, contact the tire experts at Lights Out at Town & Country, 367-2699 or 201 Commercial Street in Atchison.
Dr. Stephen Walls is pleased to announce his retirement and the closure of his veterinary practice, Westside Veterinary Hospital, effective December 29th. Dr. Walls will always be remembered as a caring, thorough, and hardworking vet. He has literally cared for hundreds of animals over the last 29 years. Contact the clinic for your pet's records prior to closure. And coming soon, Westside Grooming and Boarding, run by Kim Woodson.
You should never judge a book by its cover, but when that book is a new Taco John's Cheddar Crunch Taco, we say, judge the shell out of it. With a crunchy flatbread taco shell coated in aged cheddar, crispy shredded potatoes, and our signature potato ole seasoning, it's the outside that matters. But with seasoned beef and crispy potato ole, or grilled chicken, bacon, and ranch, the inside is pretty amazing too. Shell yeah. New Cheddar Crunch Tacos, for a limited time at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. Download our app, earn free food.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Lows level off around 45 tonight. Under clear skies, northwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. A mix of clouds and sun tomorrow. Slight chance for scattered showers. High temperatures reach up to 60. Lows level off around 35 tomorrow night. Clear skies. Bright sunshine Saturday too. 75 Sunday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
From here at the Care Country Studios here in Atchison, Kansas, taking a look at the weather station located up on the campus of the Boys and Girls Club in North Atchison, we are recording 60 degrees Fahrenheit out there. It feels like 60 out there. We've got a wind out of the west at 5 miles per hour. The relative humidity 48%, the dew point 40 degrees Fahrenheit, and the barometric pressure is on the rise at 30.09 inches of mercury.
Don't let the flu slow you down this year. Roll on in for an Amberwell drive-through flu shot at your local Amberwell location. Find a date and a location convenient for you and register online now at amberwellhealth.org/flu shots. That's amberwellhealth.org/flu shots. Drive through to drive flu away with Amberwell Health.
That wraps up the Amberwell Health Halftime Show. Amberwell Health, connecting our communities and our care with locations in Atchison, Horton, Troy, and Leavenworth. Stay tuned for second half coverage of your high school football game of the week right after these messages from our Care Radio Sports Boosters.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
KAIR is your local sports authority. On the air at 93.7 FM, online at mscsports.net. Providing you with play-by-play coverage of high school and Benedictine College sports, daily sportscasts, game recaps, schedules, and more. We are KAIR, number one for local sports.
No matter where your home field is, Dyna Grow Seed is at home on any acre with a proven track record for consistent performance year after year. Dyna Grow Seed delivers innovative seed solutions to maximize your local acre. Purchase confidently, knowing you have a partner to connect your land with the right seed hybrids and varieties for your local conditions. Book your seed today at your local Nutrien Ag Solutions or visit DynaGrowSeed.com to learn more. DynaGrowSeed, your home field advantage.
Community banks play a vital role in our local economy by lending to small business owners and farmers while providing essential banking services that small towns and rural communities like ours need. For generations, we've offered products and services for those who live in our neighborhoods and beyond. With 10 area locations and internet banking, we can serve you better. We are proud of our community and appreciate our customers.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now return to the field for second half coverage of your high school football game of the week.
Well, thanks very much to Joseph, our producer and engineer at Care Radio Sports Studios, for taking such good care of us at halftime. But he always does that. In fact, he's going to do it again tomorrow night because more high school football Friday night on Care Radio. We'll be talking about that. Welcome back to Topeka, Kansas, in the Hummer Sports Park. I was going to call it Sports Arena, but it's the Sports Park.
I was going to call it Sports Complex.
Yeah,
because we have a soccer field behind us, a football field on this side. And off to our left here, off to the north, is a couple baseball fields.
Yeah, it's a delightful facility, very well appointed. And for Atchison, they're saying, we like it here because they have performed incredibly well. It's a fast track, and Coach Smith is going to be on the phone in the morning saying, what kind of turf you got? Because I'm going to ask the Board of Education for this on Amelia.
This was a nice one for him.
Because
right?
they seem to like it. Atchison rolling up 57 points at halftime, leading here 57-0. Welcome back, everybody. Atchison, the first team to come out of its locker room. They're going to be warming up a little bit down on the south side of the field. We are still waiting here. The Scots are now starting to come back out now.
Of the 57 points, you have Trey Carter throwing touchdown pass to Jay-Z Kelly. He's got a 62-yard run, a 42-yard pass from Trey to Jeter Purdy, a 49-yard pass from Trey to Zamar Hernandez. Then Jaden Carter has touchdown runs of 5 yards, 23, and a 1-yard run, so 3 touchdown runs for Jaden. And then Eric Smith III with the defensive touchdown 4. Atchison on the 31-yard scoop and score right there. So for Atchison, again, we talked about it, it's been a really good first half.
Yeah, and you alluded to it a little bit earlier. As the second half, you know, unwinds, you're going to, I think, very realistically expect to be using our programs a little bit more than we normally do because we're going to be seeing numbers that we don't always get to see a lot of. And I think that Coach Smith is going to have an opportunity here to maybe, evaluate a little talent on one hand. On the other hand, it's reward hard work, you know, that you put in practice and showing up every day and doing the things that you're supposed to be doing and doing it all right. So, you know what? That earns you some PT. And I would suspect that there will not be many, if any, clean jerseys on the bus going home tonight.
Yeah, there'll be a lot of smiles on the bus on the ride home. And the other thing is for Atchison, it'll be kind of a nice chance to be able to get some of your starters a little bit of rest and be able to, you know, kind of mend a little bit here in the second half, because as the season goes, you get bruises and things, and they don't heal very quickly. So, yeah, probably not a bad idea to get a little rest for some of these starters here in the second half.
And, hey, let's couple that with the fact that for Atchison, you got an extra day of prep for next weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For Atchison, next weekend, they will be, right, they're going to be back home with Perry. Yeah. Next weekend, Atchison will be home with Perry, and then they'll finish the regular season with Wyandotte. Can you believe that? Two regular season games left after today.
Yep. And, well, of course, again, I call them, don't really call them regular season games. As far as I'm concerned, the first playoff game is a regular season game because it's the ninth week of the season, and I'm used to a nine-game schedule. So, you know, you got that going on. But that's not really how it is. And, again, we promoted number one tomorrow night here on KR Radio. So we're going to have ACCHS hosting Morehill Mount Academy, 7 o'clock ball game. After that, of course, here on KR Radio, Joseph is going to be setting up, burning a little bit of that candle as he is going to be enjoying bringing you the high school football scoreboard show here on KR.
Not tonight.
That's going to be, we're going to save that for Friday night when everybody else plays. And then Saturday, Joseph, we're going to give you, well, not the morning off. You can't have that. But we will not have a Benedictine game on Saturday as the Ravens in the conference bye week.
Last Saturday, I learned that my peppers really are doing as well as I thought they were.
What?
Yeah, I'm telling you. Cohen's got that pepper that's getting pretty big by
right,
now.
Right.
Yeah, and Carl told us last week that the peppers are really still doing pretty well.
Right. This is true. That's that Carl Jarbo show on Saturday morning. Well, Atchison, they took the ball to begin things, scored right away. So they're going to kick the ball to begin the second half. The Scots are going to have the kick return unit out on the field. And that's going to be Jamin Wilson settling in around his own 15-yard line. Looking to return the Colton Bonnell punt or kickoff, and there she goes. It is in her end, and it'll be taken on the run to 20. Up the left side to the 30. Cutting back across, breaking tackle, 35. Nice return to the 40. And that's where it's all going to come to an end.
At that time, he did a great job getting upfield and then kind of sidestepped and tried to run backwards. And when you do that, Miles Greenlee is there to make you pay. Nice kick coverage unit stopped by Miles, and it'll be a first and 10 for Highland Park at their own 39.
Here comes the Scots offense, and it will be led by Ja'Cory Robinson. Ja'Cory only a junior on this team. And we're also going to see a new number, I think, coming out here. Gus, I'm just checking. Verify that. Indeed, we are. We also are getting to see number one out there, Tremaine Savage, a sophomore. So, Coach Monroe also going to utilize some different guys out there as the second half sets to unwind. Here we go. Bochum will come to the near side, first and 10. It's their own 39-yard line. Highland Park with the football to begin the second half. Quarterback, two-step drop, looks, chase, rolls away from the defender, gets a little pass over on that, you call it a hitch, the comeback by the receiver, Jamin Wilson, and it's going to be good for about five.
Yeah, and we're also going to get a penalty back here very late. I'm not sure if they're going to probably call it a dead ball type penalty. Official's going to take a moment to sort this out.
Coach Monroe is going to bring Amari Taylor back into the game, and he's going to use him as his means of delivering the play from the near sideline to the
They're going to say the pass is incomplete. Then they're going to say after the play, we're going to get a personal foul against Highland Park. This will back it up inside the 30 to the 28-yard line. It'll be second down from there.
Atchison is going to bring Aiden Rebant back into the game here, and Lucas Cody is going to come in. It was a big sophomore. Here's a run over to the right side, cutting back into the middle, crossing the 30-yard line, picking up about 5 yards around the 33 near the 34.
He'll be brought down there by Jack Bilderback, the sophomore for Atchison. That'll bring him now a third down for Highland Park, just under 9 minutes to play here in third.
That was a nice run by Gianni Montgomery. And you want to know one of the many good things about watching Gianni run? This guy's only a freshman, okay? Really young, and he's got a bright future. Now with a back on either side of him, quarterback Ja'Cory Robinson has his team looking at a third down 15. Wraparound handoff, left side, there's nothing doing there.
That time he was trying the left, but a great job by Atchison getting in the backfield that time. Anthony Cody making the stop. Anthony's got his number called quite a bit this evening.
No question about it. He's having a really, really nice game. And the Atchison defense continues to sparkle. Fourth down 15, and Highland Park will punch the football away. Jamel Sanders will do the kicking. Whams Sanders standing at his own 25-yard line. Atchison not buying it. They have sent no one back. The snap is low. Rolls around. Sanders is going to pick it up and try to run with it and will not make it to the first down stick. In fact, he's going to be 10 yards short. And the defense holds. It will be first and 10 Atchison inside the Scott's 40-yard line.
How about Aiden Rebant right there for Atchison? He was on that kick coverage unit, able to get up there, stop the punter before he could pick up a first down. It'll be a turnover on downs. Atchison will take over at the Highland Park 38-yard line.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Okay, so the guy running off. That was 12, but now it's back to 11, Private Park. Their defense is in a little disarray. QB's back, and Trey's going to throw it over to the right side. It's going to be taken down the numbers and close to a first down.
Yeah, they're going to give
about a yard short.
They're going to give Jeter about a gain of 9 on the play, and Atchison quickly back up over the football.
Jamar's going to take the slot to the left side on a third down 1. QB will keep it himself, ducks up to the 25-20. Foot race down to the 15, carries defenders down to the 10, still on his feet to the 9 before he stood up, and marker sails late at the point of tackle.
Yeah, that could be a number of things, right? You could have a hold, you could have a face mask, hands to the face.
That was a 20-yard run by Trey Carter. He took it from the 29 down to the 9-yard line, but again, our crew tonight, they've been good, been very deliberate.
Thank you.
And so, making sure to run this thing the way it ought to be run. And they're backing her up, so not a good sign for the Phoenix. Again, without the audio, we will share with you the call.
Personal foul, face mask, Atchison.
Well, that's not what you'd expect.
Either way, it's still going to net you a first down, right? Because the 15-yard penalty was still on a 20-yard run nets you 5 total yards on it. So
they'll move the chains, and the ball's going to be spotted down to the 24-yard line. Atchison well into Highland Park territory under first possession of the second half. That straight-ahead run, and Carter's going to take it inside the 20-yard line where Jaden is going to be tripped up, giving 6 on the carry.
Jaden a little upset after that run because looked like he was going to be able to take that thing probably to the house, but a nice job for Highland Park getting in there. Elijah Thomas, a sophomore, able to trip him up.
Jaden to the right hand of Trey Carter. Trey's back to throw, pumps once, pulls it down, gets hit. He's going to be swamped, and he's going to be tackled back around the 25-yard line, and there's a really, really, really late flag. Ricky Crawford coming in, making that stop. And I think we may have another personal foul call going to be utilized here with let the crew do their due diligence.
And then look at the clock. We're just under 5 minutes to play here in the third quarter. It's The officials threw the marker in about the 24-yard line. They haven't indicated what it is, but Highland Park backing up, and there go the officials towards the north end zone. 5, 10. Dead ball, personal foul, Highland Park. Here we go.
And
they're going to mark this thing all the way down to the 12-yard line. It'll be first and 10 for Atchison there.
Trip short side for quarterback Trey Carter. That means to the left side here. Tight end is going to be on the right. The handoff is going to go to Jaden. He's only going to get about a yard as that defense toughed up down there. And it'll be short of the 10-yard line.
There we get another penalty marker.
Yeah, there's a lot of conversation happening out on the field. What's happening now?
Yeah, this one's going to go against a young Highland Park athlete that's just a little frustrated right now.
Again, the crew will discuss this, hey, but all the time, TikTok.
Bingo. Like, this crew is kind of like an umpire, right?
Oh, yeah. You got to sweep off home plate a little bit, maybe walk around and check out the dugout.
Unsportsmanlike conduct against Highland Park. Unsportsmanlike conduct against Atchison. Hey, what's your favorite call?
Yeah.
Offsetting penalties. Replay it.
Love that. That was a question one time on a Jeopardy Masters game, and no one knew the answer. Offsetting penalty.
Offsetting penalty.
Yeah. They didn't know much football. Here's a late pitch. Jaden's going to take it to the 10, going to take it to the 5, going to go down to the 4, maybe 3-yard line as his helmet goes into the end zone, but the ball didn't.
Jaden stops at the 3, and his helmet ends up a yard into the end zone. That's the second time Jaden's lost a helmet tonight. Coming in to replace him for one play is going to be Jaden Dunbar.
Jay-Z goes and recovers the helmet, by the way, and gets it back, and that forces Jaden to exit the game for one play. Again, helmet comes off, you got to step out for a play. Third down and one, and here it goes to the right side, and they get tripped up late for a moment. I thought Aiden Rebound was going to get into the end zone, and somebody got him by those shoelaces.
Aiden got those big eyes, sees the end zone, and came up just a little short. That'll be first and goal for Atchison at the 1.
The holder's right in front of us. I was getting the big eyes. And now there's going to be the handoff, and walking in Jaden Carter makes it look that easy. So from a yard away, Jaden Carter adds to an impressive scoring game. What are we, 63-0 now for the Phoenix. Now, we saw them get to 77 once this year. Correct?
Yep. Against, that was against
Harmon. All right, one more PAT effort coming here for Colton Bonnell. 5'9" sophomore. He's been really good. Placement by Jeter was nice. The snap, he had to kind of get up bound and got it down, and the kick is successful, and we're going to take a timeout on the field. With a minute 20 to go in the third quarter, taking a break at Hummer. It's all Phoenix Atchison, 64, and Highland Park nothing.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacements, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Smithville and 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Getting set to put that ball on the tee. Gus, do we have enough time to get the kickoff here in the third quarter?
Okay. 15.
Oh, yeah. We should be good to go here. Atchison's kick coverage unit's been good. Deacon's out there, and Amaja Lockett is out on the field. Citrone Mays is out there. The kick away, and again, an up man takes it away from the deep return at the 10. Weaves to the 20. Gets to the 25, and going to be run out of bounds across the way. A nice return to the 36, to the 34, and another penalty marker down just outside the boundary line on the far side on the Atchison High sideline.
Yeah, we're going to get a late hit out of bounds because right as the guy, as the kick returner stepped out of bounds, we had a Atchison kick unit guy make contact. Dead ball, personal foul, and yeah, we're to the end of the quarter.
That'll do it. We're going to hang on to it here.
We might as well. We just send it back, and we're not really going to break for quarters right here. They're going to leave the offense out there as Highland Park going to pick up 15 yards on that dead ball personal foul penalty. So this will move it up into Atchison territory, right?
It's going to be pretty close.
They're kind of moving all around, but now they've got to flip the field. So it should be, so still, okay, it's going to be in the Highland Park side of the field at the 48-yard line. Sorry about that. We flipped the field in the middle of stepping off the penalty, and honestly, I think when it's all said and done, the official said, let's just spot it now near midfield and call it good.
Here's the deal. Put the ball on the ground. Let them go. First and 10, Scots at their own 48. Highland Park goes three wide right. Quarterback is back, and he's going to look, and he is going to go deep. He's got a man downfield, and it's batted away, and incomplete at the 20-yard line. How some nice coverage downfield. And that was Amaje Lockett.
Yeah, Amaje, a 5'11" sophomore defensive back, doing a great job turning, getting his head around and knocking that football away.
Now, I'm not suggesting that Highland Park said, hey, we got a new and a young player out there. We're going to throw at him. I think that that's just maybe what they felt was their best play at the time, whomever was defending it. And Amaje did a nice job of coming over and batting it down.
Right. Sometimes you just have to throw the ball deep and hope something happens.
Yeah. And for Highland Park, who, you know they don't want that zero up there. You know, they know they're not going to win, but they would love to not be shut out tonight. They're going to try to, I think, maybe stretch it a little bit, go vertically, as coaches will say. Second down 10, QB's back, rolls left, hit as he releases the ball. It's going to be knocked on the ground. It's rolling around, and is it a pass or is it a fumble?
It's going to be a fumble recovered by, I believe, Highland Park's going to come out of the bottom of that stack.
Yep.
And they are. It's going to be second down. Great job, though, by Taylor Kane, who's having a fantastic night. Couple tackles on special teams. That time he gets back there, knocks the ball out of the quarterback's hands, and is recovered by Highland Park. And they're going to say, it's third down now for the Scots. It's called third and eight.
Yeah, coming off the bottom of that stack for the Scots is going to be Jamel Wham Sanders. So he did a nice job of getting in there and getting a handle on that ball and keeping it in the hands of his team. From the Atchison 49-yard line, Highland with the football. It's a third down 7. They're in four down territory, by the way, here near the 50. There's no reason not to do that. Back to throws. Robinson, he'll pick a short man, and it threw it behind him. A great effort. Kind of spinning around almost in pirouette fashion. It's going to be out of reach a little bit.
That time over there in coverage for Atchison, you had Aiden Honeywell, a 5'11" sophomore linebacker.
Here we go, fourth down 7
with 9:20 left here in the ballgame.
Highland Park just across midfield at the AHS 49. And you see Coach Smith with every play. It's not like a wholesale thing. It's a guy comes in here, a couple of guys come in after that snap, and they just got to keep one at a time rotating in different athletes.
You know why you do it one at a time? You can make sure you have 11.
Oh, we have a receiver who was really excited about that play, who took off just a little too quickly for Highland Park.
The best part was he was 5 yards down the field and realized nobody else was moving. He said, well, let's run that again, though. I really like that play.
Think he was the target?
Yeah, probably. Fourth and 12 right here for Highland Park. And they're going to line up and keep the same formation. They're going to go two wide to the right, two to the left, offset the running back to the left hip of the quarterback.
Trying to pick up some of the new guys out there. Got Hank Harris out there, a 6'2" junior. And here's a pass deep down the left side and batted away again. And again, Gus, What a play by Amaje Lockett.
Yeah, Lockett with two huge plays there on that possession. And the defense with a turnover on downs, they'll put their offense back out on the field and take over in Highland Park territory at the 49.
Yeah.
No, they're going to work it all the way, excuse me, down to the 46.
And a guy like Amaje, here's what you do. You have now planted firmly in your coach's mind the fact that, coach, if you need me, you can call on me, and I'm going to be able to step up and do what you need done here. You're not, you know, you're not going to regret putting me on the field, coach.
Yeah, somebody gets injured, somebody needs a breather, somebody has a helmet pop off for a play. You're not going to have a problem putting Amaje out there for a handful of plays.
Here comes the Phoenix offense. And keeping the ball, going to the right, it's Yogi. He's quarterback at a club, and he runs it down to the 40-yard line, give Yogi Purdy 6 on a first down carry.
Like a good, no, I like defensive linemen wearing single digits. I think I kind of like a quarterback wearing 33.
You know, that's pretty good. There's nothing wrong with a quarterback wearing 33.
Down to 7 minutes to play here. Atchison with the football looking at a second and 3.
And right next to quarterback 33 is running back 34, Aiden Rebant, who will be the recipient of the handoff and go straight ahead, but ultimately picking up probably no additional yardage as the front for Highland Park was right in there, and I don't have enough light in here to see who that was. 5-5, so it's all good. Yo, it's Elijah Thomas. That's who that was. Elijah Thomas with the tackle. Elijah, the right tackle. So you got Rebant and Purdy in the backfield. Again, Aiden's going to get the handoff. Tries to follow the blocking of his lineman right in front of him, but the defense is able to slide in behind. By the way, the lead block on that play, Gus, is provided by 5'11" freshman James Earl. Adrian Burney with the tackle for HP.
So for Atchison, this will be their first fourth down of the evening, coming up here with 5.5 minutes left in the contest.
Cody Peterson, the 5'5" freshman speedster at 123 pounds, is going to be wide to the left side. They'll fill a slot left, wing left, single receiver right. And the handoff is going to go to the running back. Look at him go at the 40, leaning and lunging it just short of the first down. Well, that was a great effort by Jack Bilderback. And did they give him a first down?
Nope.
First down going back the other way. So Jack Bilderback, that was a nice little effort, hard run, 157-pound running back, only a sophomore. First and 10, Highland Park. And the Scots are going to come out over the ball.
That was Raven legend running back, Jason Garland.
Yes.
One of the assistant coaches here at Highland Park. Jay Garland from?
I don't know.
St. Charles.
Is that right? There you go. The 3-1-4. Quarterback is going to roll to the right for Highland Park. Goal. He's throwing downfield. He's got his man, and it's going to be caught right at the Atchison 40-yard line. That was a good throw and maybe even a better catch for the Scots and Jamin Wilson.
He is a 3-1-4.
Huh?
It is.
Yeah, I told you. Come on now.
So, here we are, just under 4 minutes to play. Highland Park moving the football. They're down at the Atchison 40-yard line. It'll be first and 10 there. Scott, trying to get that goose egg off the board.
Oh, yeah. You don't blame him for wanting to do that. Quarterback is going to roll left, throw into the flat, caught at the 30, breaking a tackle to the 25, keeping his feet at the 20. Got to beat one man to the end zone, and it's a touchdown, Highland Park. 40 yards out, the touchdown pass. So the Scots are on the board and have broken the scoreless game. That was a nice little run by Jamin Wilson, the passer to Corey Robinson. And now Highland Park will be looking to go for the PAT, and they will go for two. We've saw that play run a handful of times during the course of the evening, and that is the one time that it was most successful. QB's going to want to keep it himself. He tucks it under the left shoulder and will dance into the end zone, and Ja'Cory Robinson adds two. We've got timeout on the field. Down to 3:20 to go in the game. It is now Atchison 64, Highland Park 8.
Blair Milling in Atchison has all your poultry needs. Begin with a medicated chick starter crumble to give your young chicks the nutrition to grow and stay healthy. Continue with a Blair's non-medicated chick grower crumble to keep them growing and developing into laying hens. When they start laying, go to the all-mashed egg to keep your layers producing eggs and staying healthy for a long time. To answer any of your poultry needs, contact a Blair representative at 913-367-2310.
Going to have you along here this evening on Care Radio is a TPD helicopter is coming our way here.
90 seconds.
And Highland Park getting set to boot it away. There it is. That's a nice deep kick. Return man is going to be run back all the way to the 7-yard line. Slow walks it up to the 20. Now accelerates the right side of the 25 and up the hash marks to the 30-yard line. Atchison. We'll have another snap or two left in the game coming up that return by a guy who's really come off the bench to play well, Amaji Lockett.
Yeah, Lockett's put together some really good tape for Coach Smith to look at here going forward for the last handful of games. We're down to 1 minute.
To play, take the time to play this right, this may be the final snap of the evening. And for Atchison, we're getting a new quarterback again, and I think it's going to be, is that Colton going to run it? Yeah, Colton Bonnell takes the snap. Here's a handoff right side, 30, up to the 35, to the 40, dragging defenders, 45-yard line. That was a nice, strong, sure-handed run. Notice the presence of mind to take both arms as the defender was coming in and wrapping it up and making sure to take care of that ball. And the last carry of the game by Aiden Rebent. That's going to do it. The final score tonight here at the Hummer Sports Yard. It is Atchison 64, Highland Park 8. We'll be back to summarize right after this.
Thanks for listening to your local high school football game of the week on Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned for our post-game show featuring the Highland Community College Drive Summary right after this.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Do you find yourself having to air up your tires often? Or does your car shake when you drive? Have you noticed bulges on a tire or uneven tire tread? These are signs it may be time to replace your tires. Don't be left out in the cold with a bad tire. Contact the professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country and let us find the right tire for your vehicle. Stop in and see us at Second Commercial in Atchison or call us at 367-2699.
Stuck with you here in Topeka, Kansas. And Gus, if we're going to summarize this game, you could spend all day talking about how well Atchison played, how they dominated it. So many one-play touchdowns. And from the instant this ball was kicked off, it was the Phoenix's game, and they did it. They just pretty much everything and anything that they wanted to do here tonight. And no matter, again, how much you analyze it, the fact remains Atchison dominant this evening.
Yeah, right? I mean, it was just an easy game, and I say easy. When you prepare that well and you're just that talented, it makes it look easy. They're going to come away. Coach, you can tell they're really excited right now because I think you probably reminded them, hey, guys, you know what you did tonight? You just locked up another Meadowlark Conference championship here tonight. But for Atchison, their first four possessions, they came away with four touchdowns. Three of those possessions ended on one play touchdown drive. Then you mix in there a scoop and score in the first quarter. I mean, we got to the end of the first quarter, and Atchison had 36 points. We got to the break. They were up 57-0, gave up a touchdown there late. But if you're Coach Smith, you walk away from this game and you're trying to say, hey, what do we need to improve on? You're going to be splitting hairs to try to find something.
Yeah, it's going to be tough. The trick maybe for Atchison right now is to, you know, harness the emotion and, you know, keep yourself sharp and on point, because the way Atchison's rolled through people, and including a team that came coming in here tonight, people thought this is going to be a pretty good game. They thought, you know, for a conference championship and all of this. Hyde Park is 4-1, and they, you know, they were 4-0 before they played a really good Lincoln team last week. It's going to be a good game, and it wasn't. And, for Atchison, the difficulty is going to be maintaining that razor focus.
Yeah, and so for Atchison, again, you're going to have to keep pushing forward. Next week, you're going to have a, what I call an odd opponent, because it's not an opponent that we're used to seeing Atchison play. We got to see him last year at Perry. Next week, we're going to be back at the friendly confines of Amelia Earhart Stadium, as Atchison will be hosting Perry LeCompton for Friday the 13th game.
There you go. And, of course, tomorrow, there's going to be Friday night high school football on Care Radio, as it'll be Morehill Mount Academy on the road. We'll be with them in Effingham, as they'll be hosted by ACCHS. 7 o'clock ball game. Saturday, Ravens have an open date, a bye week, so no BC football on Saturday. We certainly want to thank you for having joined us here this evening. Summarize this game, all Phoenix. Final score, Atchison 64, Highland Park 8. Until we reach you tomorrow night for Joseph in the Care Radio Sports Studio. Joseph, well done as always, young man. For Izzy and Cohen in here, who have done everything they can to keep an eye on us. Gus Kautz, Tom Kautz. So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to your high school football game of the week on Care Radio 93.7. Keep up to date on your favorite high school football team and all local sports at our regional website, mscsports.net. This has been an MSC Sports production.